Welcome to our BSPs here for our pre-show. And this is exclusive to our all-access pre-show guys because the audio-only guys do not get the pre-show here. This is our all-access customer appreciation. Every BSP gets, I think, something, if I'm not mistaken, this month. Everyone with a username gets something, but this is special to our people here. 855-500-7445 for our all-access backstage pass guys. So I'm reading General Sherman, so all those military terms, parapet, he uses a lot, man. I mean, Sherman, I don't know if he was a West Point guy, but he talks about West Point guy. Oh, he was a West Point general. He wasn't a West Point general. It was a big thing, but he uses these just insane terms. Some are in French. Wheeling the brigade, you know, I told him to wheel the brigade and I don't know, fucking whatever, flank, you know, well, it's all pretty contemporary shit they still use. Reconnaissance in force, and he says, so we'll use all those terms on Monday here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show podcast. You might have seen a little note on Twitter, Facebook, and on our webpage that said, please stand by. We were having a little bit of a technical issue this morning with some of our ability to actually do the podcast, but we were able to correct it, so here we are. 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. I don't know what is... Because of that, we have no idea what's been going on in the world here over the last several days, to be honest with you. I don't know. Man, I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know, I mean, shit, it's just... are you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just looking for something to eat, man. So, had a nice visit with our friends at the Improv, and they're great people there. Good morning. What is your username?
It's Shelly, C-H-E-L-L-Y.
And that's the username?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And Shelly, where are you calling from this morning?
From Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona. I just was talking to our friends at the Improv, and they've got a huge club there. Have you been up to the Improv at all?
I have, yeah.
Their club there is what, 400 seats, 450 seats, and then they have another. They got another in Tempe that's huge.
Yeah, I've been to the Tempe one. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah. So we were talking because once we finish here in Los Angeles, that's where we're headed.
Oh my God, that'd be so amazing! Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it would be awesome, and because I have to play in the clubs that Darren owns, otherwise he'll have my thumbs broken. And I'm joking. I'm joking, Darren. All right. So Shelley, good morning and welcome. Here is this morning's... Oh, I just looked up and I saw Tammy Bruce, so that's going to hurt. So here's this morning's question for you, BSP that you are. I don't know how long you've been listening to this show, but there is a young man who goes to L.A. Canyon High School, and he is generally known as the president of the student prefecture. Do you know his name?
I do not. Completely drawing a blank on
that. He's a new guy. Well, he's about 3-4 years old. He's based on my sons, Alex and Chris. His name is Justin McElroy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've heard a couple with him.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to a lot of the recent shows. Like, I have the BST. I've listened everything 99 to 2003.
Yeah, Justin was actually created or invented, if you will, in around, I would say around 2005, something like that, because my boys had this way of talking. Teenagers have a way of talking, which is basically, really? And everything goes up at the end of a sentence? And, you know, do you want to move your underwear? My underwear? It's not my... So I just started creating this thing. So what would you... Well, here's what we have, Shelley. We have a baseball cap, which I'm wearing right now. We also have our Phil Hendry Show t-shirt, Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt, a Jetem Lingerie t-shirt, which is a pink ladies' tee. And then we have our CD downloads. And then we have our collectibles, which are shot glasses, coffee cups, and Bobby Dooley keychains. So,
can I get the Ted's t-shirt?
You may. The Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt. And Shelley, we're going to send you an email that will solidify and further ensconce you in connection to our promotional thing. Meaning you'll get an email. All right?
Okay. Thanks, Shelley. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. There's Shelley in Phoenix. Yeah, so I was talking to the guys and... that's what's going to be happening. All right, our number is 855-500-7445 what can I tell you, man? I got up this morning and came down to the studio and found out that we'd had one of our backup generators was going crazy, and I'm thinking, well, was this a power outage? And the guy said, No, it wasn't a power outage. It needs to be cycled. And we didn't know this. It took us about 30 minutes to figure this shit out because, you know, but we figured it out. And so we have backup generators. And they're great when you need the backup power. But they, when you don't need the backup power, they're just sort of sitting there using their battery as they wait to be used. And then their battery gets used up, or the battery goes out somehow. And so it goes, so apparently all night long, this was being heard up and down the block. Dogs going apeshit. And eventually we were able to get that that squared away. So Monday we're going to have a Memorial Day show for you. I don't know what, how long, but it will be a Memorial Day show on Monday, and we'll have a Memorial Day podcast. 855-507-445 to win your BSP prize if you're an all-access backstage pass guy. In the meantime, I got to get some news here because... So anyway, yeah, I was at the Improv yesterday. And you never know when people are, and they're very nice people. Paige, Chase, you know, Darren was there, just everybody. The sound guys were there, and we talked to them. And you never know when people are talking to you whether they're blowing smoke up your ass or not. You know, you never, but they told us that we sold the show out pretty fast. I thought I heard them say faster than just about, you know, anyone. I can't, that can't be though, but they said that's the fastest we've sold a show out. Maybe that's the fastest they sold a show out of a show that they were promoting, you know, that far in advance, but I saw the room. It's going to be, it's just going to be a blast. I'm telling you.
Who is this? Billy Crystal?
Are these people I'm supposed to follow? Okay, never mind. I'm going to try and get over here to our,
it's a dog eat dog world.
We still have two more prizes to give away. What's going on here, man? Somebody, a baby fell. They were drunk. There's two guys in China ready to catch a kid. Shelley Sterling to handle Clippers sale. Oh, okay. So they're moving along, huh? That's awesome. I think that's fucking great. Sorry, I hate to be such a dick about it, but I... Mark Cuban made a statement. And it was, we all have prejudices. When I see a black kid in a hoodie walking down the street toward me, I cross over to the other side. Now, the reason why he probably got into trouble for that was when he said, when I see a black kid. Maybe if he'd said, if I see a kid with a hoodie, there's a difference. The difference is there's a kid in a hoodie. The other, and then there's the black kid in the hoodie. What about a white kid in a hoodie, Mark? Well, yeah, you know what I mean. No, I don't know what you mean. Unless you say what you mean, I don't know what the fuck it is you're trying to say, you know? I mean, I would hate to have to interpret, or otherwise, I certainly don't want to speak for you. So Donald Sterling has signed over the Clippers to his wife, Shelley. So he has divested himself from the ownership of that team. I will say that at least Donald Sterling knows when the handwriting's on the wall. That is a good thing. I thought he'd fight tooth and nail. Indications were that he would fight tooth and nail. He ain't fighting shit. He is on his way to Valhalla, man, as we speak. Good morning. What's your username?
My name is Ronco160.
Ronco160, and you haven't won before. No, you haven't.
Nope.
And how you doing this morning, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Where are you calling from?
Maine, actually.
In Maine? So we had a lady calling from... Where was that lady calling from? Oh, yeah, Phoenix in Maine. Okay. Here is your question this morning for your whatever it is you want, your backstage pass. We mentioned L.A. Canyon High School. There's also L.A. Canyon College. Can you name the teacher who works there?
Oh, geez.
The professor.
Professor Emery Clayton?
What?
Emery Clayton?
You're right, man. Woo!
Awesome.
We ought to give you two prizes for that one. In fact, I think
will. Man, I've been listening to you for like years and years now.
All right, dude. So, you know what, Alex? I'd like two prizes.
I'm Matt, by the way.
You're Matt? How you doing, Matt?
Yep.
Good. Great, good. Dude. So I want to try and get up the...
can't believe I got through to you. Holy moly.
Yeah. Well, it's easy enough. All you got to do is pray. And then, So what, I'll tell you what, Matt, what we have are our t-shirts, our clothing, which is our cap, our filigree t-shirt, our Je T'aime lingerie for the ladies, and our Teds of Beverly Hills collectibles, which is Bobby Dooley and the keychain. What do you want? Do you know? Or also our downloads and our CDs, too.
Let me think. So what are my options?
Well, you know what I'll do is, so I can refresh my own damn memory, your options are collectibles, which is the Bobby Dooley keychain, the Bobby Dooley keychain, the coffee cup, and the shot glasses, and then we have the Teds of Beverly Hills t-shirt, Phil Hendry Show t-shirt, the Je T'aime lingerie shirt, and the ball cap, and then we have our downloads, and I'm actually going over, I don't know if, there's a delay on the video cast, so you're not going to be able to see this, but I have... There's the clothing. Here are the collectibles.
Yeah, then, I'm not even able to watch right now at the moment.
Yeah, the digital downloads. You can get the hard copy CDs, which we can autograph for you if you want, and then we also have downloads.
Yeah, any hard copy, if you could autograph it for me, that'd be amazing.
You got it, man. I don't know. We've got 97 through 2005. You probably don't know. I'll give you I'll send you 2005, are you for real?
Yeah,
it's got Bobby Dooley's. All right, man.
Hey, Matt, thank you very much. I'm glad I got to talk to you. Have a great day.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. I want to make sure I got your username. Ronco.
Okay,
yeah. Ronco.
160.
Ronco.
R-O-N-C-O 160.
You got it. Ronco 160. All right, dude.
Thank you so much, Phil.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
There's Ronco 160. Beautiful thing. Good morning. What's your username?
Username is Major Santos.
Beautiful. And and where are you calling us from this morning?
Calling from Irvine, California.
Irvine, beautiful. All right, Major Santos, your question, I know, your question is as follows. Ted Bell's father is named what?
Ted Bell.
It's a lot easier than you think.
Okay. God, Ted.
In fact, it's so simple, it almost makes me want to cry.
Okay, I got to guess it's Ted.
Yeah, it's Ted Bell Sr.
Ted Bell Sr., yeah.
Hey, I promised that one guy two prizes. I only gave him one. Oh, well. Hey, Ronco, man, we'll send you an email. All right, so you are the winner, dude. You know, everybody's a winner here, so you get either a collectible, you get a digital download, you get some clothing. We call it our clothing. It's there's a Ted's T-shirt, a Rudy Canosa shirt, blah, 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 blah.
I got to get the Ted's T-shirt. I've been wanting to get those forever.
Yeah, that thing's killer. Everybody loves that. Uh-huh. There's the Ted's Beverly Hills T-shirt to Major Santos in Irvine, California.
That's
beautiful.
Correct.
Beautiful, man. Thanks a lot for calling us.
Okay, thanks.
All right, brother. See you
later. Thank you, Bill.
All right, bye-bye. Major Santos is awesome, except it's Brigadier Admiral. But I know you know that, and not like I give a fuck one way or the other. So, Jay may, but I don't. All right. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? I got to get back over to the news here before I flip my lid. Let's see, where are we, man? Okay. Now, what is this bitch talking about? I just saw a Shelley Sterling running her yap about something.
I won't use the word dementia. I'm not a doctor. I did find him very vague and confused and repeated certain things.
Who? Donald Sterling? Rod Sterling? Rod Sterling? Let's find out here, man. Find out.
New developments in the drama surrounding the L.A. Clippers. While his team staged an incredible comeback in the playoffs Sunday, Donald Sterling was speaking out for the first time since being banned from the NBA for life after those racist remarks.
I'm a good member who made a mistake, and I'm apologizing, and I'm asking for forgiveness. Am I entitled to one mistake? After 35 years? I mean, I love my league. I love my partners. Am I entitled to one mistake? It's a terrible mistake. And
it's not a mistake. It's how you think.
The future of the Clippers lies not only in the hands of Donald Sterling, but with his 79-year-old wife, Shelley, who owns half the team. Our Barbara Walters went one-on-one with her. She's here now with more of this exclusive interview. And Barbara, welcome to GMA. Shelley really seemed to have a lot to get off her chest.
She does, because people have accused her of being a racist. Remember, she does own 50% of that team. She said she never made any racist statement. She said, I have no fear. I am not a racist. But she wants to hang on to that team. Take a look.
Oh, all right. Well, this is old news.
Mrs. Sterling, you own 50% of the L.A. Clippers. There are reports that the NBA wants to oust you completely as a team owner. You will fight that decision?
I will fight that decision.
What does the team mean to you?
Well, that's... No, she's not going to fight the decision because she has... she's selling the team. Sterling has signed over the Clippers to his wife, as you see right there. And she and he and they and it and me and you, and we're all going to heaven in a pea green boat. No, she's signing over the... He's signing over the team to her. She's signing over the team to me. And then I'm not... doing anything with it. I'm not even going to field the team next year. I'm going to sit on it. I'm going to watch and see what I want to do. I may turn it into a hockey team. I don't give a shit. And meanwhile, I'll pay the guys, but they'll say, Mr. Hendry, what else? Just, we're not playing this year, okay? I want the stink off of this team. I want the smell and the stink to just kind of fade out. All right. So, all right, so she's fucked on ice. What else we got here, man? Let me find out what gives. I'm just trying to find a good place for this microphone where I can see what I'm doing, where I'm not in a shadow. You know, there's a lot wrong with this. I used to have this pointed up like that. I don't know. Fuck. I got to tell you something. You know, this is the honest truth. I can't tell you how happy I am in my work now. It's like I've paid all these dues and the sun is finally coming out, and it's only going to get better. After the 6 years that I spent, and we're coming up now on 1 year since I left the mine, since I left that tunnel, that cave that I slayed away, that I slaved away in, that words will never be able to describe it. For a guy that had really the best in this business in terms of support from companies and syndicators, and yeah, sure, I had my ups and downs, but to suddenly fall so far and be in business, be tied to a corpse. Yeah, have you ever heard the term chained to a corpse? It was used in World War I. Germany, it was said, was chained to a corpse. The Austrian-Hungarian Empire was their ally in World War I. It was dead. It was beaten. It was defeated. And Germany was having to carry them along with the Ottoman Empire. It was a term that was used back then. I was chained to a corpse. I was chained to this thing. I was chained to a hostile, inept, unprofessional, stupid as the day is long entity that there was no end there, and it almost put me in a fucking hot. It almost put me in a mental institution. Honest to cry, I'm not kidding you. My ex wanted to have me put in a nut house. I was so fucking ready. It cost me professional relationships, but it also did one other thing. It opened my eyes slowly to the guy that I had to become. And before these individuals that cause us all of this agony in life take credit for the fact that we're... Because they like to say this, that, you know, if I hadn't done that, you wouldn't be... Yeah, you're right. But maybe we could have gotten to this place a lot sooner, a lot better, if you'd acted like a fucking human being and actually facilitated some things. We might have actually gotten to some better places easier and without all the fuss of the muss. But be that as it may... Because of that experience, I was forced to learn an essential lesson, and the lesson is as follows. I'm now going to give it to you. The lesson is as follows. There comes a time when you got to stop blaming. You can keep on blaming and complaining, but there comes a time when that has to sort of take a backseat to getting the job done. You know, that's number one. You just shut up and get the job done, okay? Calm down. You quit talking about how things are not the way they used to be. You quit talking about how things should be easier. Quit talking about how... And you just do the job, okay? The second thing you learn is you're no better than anybody else. You're just another motherfucker on this planet. You're not a star. You're not a this. You're not a that. You're just somebody who's, you know, maybe if you do your job well and if you push along, you'll have a happy life. That's about it. You know what you're capable of, but you just... The next thing that you learn is how to treat people better. You start to treat the people that are worthy of it better. And you also treat those who are not worthy of it. You're, the people that have harmed you, you simply just step back from them and don't waste any more fucking energy on them. You know, you let their fucking karma catch up to them. Now, that was a tough lesson to learn, man. I never knew I had to learn that. I never knew that I had to learn this whole lesson about arrogance and ego. And I never considered myself to be that much of an egotistical motherfucker. In fact, in my life, you could ask people who knew me when I was a kid, I was a very quiet and shy and extremely doubtful kid. I didn't have a lot of confidence all the way on into my adulthood. But once I achieved some success, what I did do, and this is a mistake, I was going to start to make the world pay. I had a big fucking chip on my shoulder, and I was ready to begin to, you know, hurt some people, and it just got away from me. Today, you probably see me giving shit to people like Arbitron. I was talking about them, but, you know, those are valid targets. And I don't obsess over them. I just, you know, I take my shots and I move on. I'm not, you know, I just take a shot, I move on, whatever, and, you know, but they're valid targets, and somebody needs to say something about them, because there's not just Phil, I'm not suffering from any problem. Look at, they just caught a baby falling out of a window. I just saw this, Christ almighty. This guy saved this baby's life. This baby comes down, you know, and caught that child. Oh my God, I can't believe it. He caught that child, the child looks like it's okay. You know, you'd be worried if you're catching a kid fall, you might put a finger in his eye, you might break a fucking bone, you don't know what you're gonna do. So my problems compared to that guy, what that guy had to deal with, he's got a kid coming down. You want to tell me about your problems later, Phil? I got a kid coming out of a window. And another thing that happened to me in 1993, what are you doing? There's a kid that's going to fall. Well, you see, my problems are so much bigger than that. Why, I thought it was a kid, Phil. It's a box, and it fell on you. Oh, my God. Can you believe it? All right. Let's head over here to the news, man, see what else we got going on. Some doubt Putin will respect the Ukraine vote, maybe not, but it's very obvious, and I don't want to say anything that's going to piss off all the Obama haters, because God knows they just get their fucking underwear jammed right up there. If you say anything good about Obama, Christ, they're all over you like mad fucking dogs. They cannot possibly, in their wildest dreams, imagine that this Negro president, with his liberal politics, could be anything but bad for this country, with his witch doctor, bone through the nose, bullshit politics, all of his socialist friends, and if only they could have themselves a nice conservative guy who hangs out with people that that like to do that Nazi reenactment on weekends, and they fuck around on their wives, and, you know, and they've got boyfriends in the closet, and they're in the closet. So, it seems pretty obvious. Of course, we don't know the real story. It seems pretty obvious that Obama has won this round with Putin. The troops have been pulled back. There is a vote going forward. And I have to say, and probably the troops have been pulled back because Putin agreed with the Obama demand or request, whatever you want to call it, that there not be any troops anywhere near the country as they go to this vote. Okay. The Ukrainians have lost soldiers. They've been killed by these so-called pro-Russian demonstrators. One of the obvious things that happened is that Russia went to China to seal the fuel deal, a $400 billion gas, natural gas deal, I think. And that was very, very important for them because the so-called isolation of Russia economically is underway. Now, I don't know how long it'll last, and I don't know how effective it'll be. But this particular round has been won. I'm not going to go into a big thing about it because nobody wants to fucking hear it anyway. And like I said, if you don't like Obama, you don't like Obama. It doesn't matter if somebody lays the goddamn truth at your feet and you're forced to eat it. People just don't like the guy. That's why everybody like myself, that's why we all talk about racism. You see, what possible sense is there in every fucking thing the guy does? Every fucking thing. What fucking intelligence is there? in knocking everything the guy does when it's impossible for a president to fuck up every single step of the way. And this president hasn't even done it. It hasn't even fucked up over half. Bill O'Reilly with this no spin factor. Okay, anybody that believes that guy ain't spinning anything, they're probably sitting on something and spinning it. All right. What Cuban is really talking about? Anyone who equates Mark Cuban to Donald Sterling is actually equating himself to Donald Sterling.
Huh?
Yeah, okay, man. Cuban, once again, is a very inarticulate motherfucker, and he always has been. I know what he means, but he's saying it in a way that opens him up to criticism. If you say, I see a black kid coming down the street in a hoodie, you're saying that you see a black kid coming down the street in a hoodie. You didn't say white kid, did you? So, oh, well, I know what he means. I don't give a fuck what you think you know. I'm saying what he said, you know, what he fucking said. And what he said can be misunderstood by a lot of people. Maybe the people that are hearing him and understanding him are fucking geniuses. Oh, my God, are they fucking smart. Well, okay, great. God bless you. I'm saying, and this isn't the first time, Cuban did this in a Kobe Bryant situation where he talked about the rape being good for the league. I know what he meant, but he was so inarticulate. And then, of course, he gets angry because people misunderstand and they don't automatically intuit what Mark Cuban is saying. Because why? You're so fucking rich that your thoughts go out into the ether and everyone's supposed to absorb them properly? Say what you're fucking meaning, Mark, and nobody will misunderstand you. If you mean, here comes a kid in a hoodie, if you mean black kid, then you mean black kid. Okay? Because if I see a white kid coming down the street in a fucking hoodie, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking a kid who takes sabers and swords to school and runs his teachers through with them. I'm not thinking about some crackhead kid with a gun who wants to fucking mug somebody. I see a white kid coming down the street with a hoodie on. I'm thinking of psycho suburban kid who carves up, babies and stuff. I'm thinking of a whole different kind of violence, but it's still pretty fucking scary. Some motherfucker sees a black kid in a hoodie and he may be thinking, I don't know what, he's going to get mugged? So, no, he didn't say what he meant, apparently, unless he doesn't like black kids, unless he doesn't like black people. Or maybe it's just black, yeah, I don't know. But don't give me this bullshit about how I'm supposed to understand what that motherfucking Mark Cuban is saying unless that motherfucker says what it is he's fucking saying. Thank you. All right. Time now for us to get this bitch fired up. And good morning and welcome to our Listen Live and to our, Listen Live and to our tune-in listeners. It's the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry. I was just ranting about Mark Cuban, so I guess that's what we're going to do, right?
Yeah, remember that's what Sarah's going to do.
Yeah, you're going to talk about the thing that you...
Margaret, I think he understands it.
You're going to spill that.
What are you doing there, General?
I've got some Lipton soup. Is there some kind of a...
Oh, it's all right. You almost spilled it.
All right, I almost spilled it. Jesus, I walk in here with a cup of noodles... And so what's up with her?
That's that young lady, Michelle Knight.
Well, what she's going, yeah. I don't like people that talk with their mouths open.
All right, just because you're not chained, here is this scum that kidnapped that girl. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. We're going to talk about all this stuff when we get to it here on the Phil Hendry Show in just seconds. Everybody belt in because this is going to be, man, this is, yeah. Oh, it's going to be good. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. And as I mentioned, we are on TuneIn. We are live and mobile in all those places. And to my friends that I've spoken with recently, who said things like, wow, you know, when are you going to get an app so I can subscribe? No, that's not how that necessarily works. We're mobile. You can bookmark us. We save the password. Boom, 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 boom. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. No problemos. So, whatever, you know. All right, we'll be back. I mean, we're not going to be back. We're here. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Welcome. It's Friday. Thank God.